How's everybody doing? Okay? All right. I'm going to read scripture today, John chapter 6, verse 50 through 51. But there is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. So, we're going to talk about bread today. Bread, yes. For thousands of years, bread has been one of the most important parts of our diet. Bread comes in all shapes and sizes, and I got some different kind of bread here.
Me too.
Here's just a piece of bread, and I tore off part of it. I didn't eat it. No, I didn't eat it. Here's a sandwich, and it comes in wheat, white, rye, everything. Then there's bagels. And this comes in wheat, rye, blueberry, cheese, you name it. It comes in bagels. You can get it. Then we have buns, hot dog buns, hamburger buns, right? And then we just have regular buns, bread. I could eat a biscuit and roll and everything instead of chocolate cake anytime. That's my dessert.
That's going okay? Too far.
I love it. With butter, cream cheese. So on our bread that we have, we put all different kinds of things on it. What are some of the things you put on your bread?
Butter.
Cream cheese.
Peanut butter.
Cheese. What do you like on your bread? Peanut butter? Crackers? Peanut butter crackers? That's the little crackers with peanut butter? Oh, they're good too. Yes. So, most of us probably eat it every day. Do you eat bread every day? Oh, yeah.
Almost every day.
No?
Almost every day.
Almost. Sandwich? So, as back in the Bible time, bread was very important to life. Do you remember the story about the Israelites when they were in the desert? And every morning God sent down bread for them to eat. Do you remember? Huh? Manna? Yes. Now, do you remember the story of Jesus when he fed the 5,000? What did he do with that? How did he feed the 5,000? Okay. You're right. Yeah. And he fed 5,000 people with what? Five loaves of bread and two fish. Isn't that amazing that he was able to do that? And there was leftovers. Leftovers so they could eat again. He taught them to say, "Give us this day our daily bread." Yes, bread is and always been a important part of their life. And we say grace every day over our bread, don't we, before we take it. It may not be bread, but it is something that nourishes our body. Bread tastes very good, and when we are hungry, eating bread is a good way to satisfy that hunger. It is. But guess what? Tomorrow, we are going to be hungry again. Because of the bread. The bread only satisfies us for right now. Tomorrow when we get up, our stomachs are going to growl, and we're going to feel hungry again. So then we have to eat some more bread, don't we? But God tells us that he is the heavenly bread. And what do you think that means, that he's the heavenly bread? That he is going to fill us with his love and everything, and it's going to satisfy us forever and ever by his love. So Even though the bread that we partake in, it's just that, just for right now, when he fills our hearts and everything, he fills us with love and it's everlasting. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for sending Jesus, the living bread, that we may have eternal life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.